you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world? Signal soon.
Got a fibrillation.
APOC. Location. Targeting almost there.
Unchallenged by politicians, cowards, and leftists, Islam has crept into the fabric of American society. Musa al-Khwarizmi's teachings have spread throughout our nation and are taught in public schools every day. Muslim-created al-Jabra must be stopped. What is X? X is Muslim. In government buildings across the nation, Muslim symbols hang prominently instead of Christian crosses. It's time to stop Arabic numerals. Islam has even infected American business with the Muslim-conceived algorithm. Yes, even Google and Facebook have been compromised by Muslims. Every day, Americans ingest biological poisons developed by Muslim masterminds in Yemen, turning our country into a nation of addicts. The United States now teems with extremist disciples of Abu al-Qasim al-Zarawi, the father of modern surgery, more like the father of Muslim butchery. Say no to the Islamification of America. Say no to universities, hospitals, algebra, coffee, toothbrushes, and all those other insidious Muslim ideas. Stand with Pamela Geller's American Freedom Defense Initiative and stand against Islamification.
Failure is not an option.
You can get all the information you need to get on that, okay, on that process.
So back to Baltimore,
yep,
and tying this thing together. The mayor of Baltimore is now asking the federal government to come in. I mean, the stories that we've seen and read and heard about cops who call out other officers are pretty grim. I mean, they tend not to stay around in the force very long. They tend to get driven out. Sometimes bad things happen, shall we say. And I would think that the mayor and the prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, if I'm remembering your name right.
It is.
Who brought the charges against these cops.
We're ecstatic.
Yeah, but they've got to be facing insane pressure from the police in their own town. And so now she's asking the Department of Justice to come in and look around. Do you think this could be a significant turning point, A, for Baltimore, and B, the beginning of a national trend?
WCOM FM, LP FM, Chapel Carver. Hey, listen, I'm Dr. Furious, going to be signing in here, and also wanting to say thanks to everybody who's going out and supporting Micropower Radio by going over to Hickory Tab right now and hitting on some food and supporting Micropower Radio. The ways that you can support the radio are many, including doing what you're doing right now. Listen to Micropower Radio. I'm Dr. Furious. I do it every Thursday. And every time we generally have to mention that the show may be offensive to some members dangling in the listening area, which happens to be also online at WCUMFM.org. Or check out FuriousG.blogspot.com. And you'll see some of our old shows where we've gone after some craziness like protests here and there. And we'll talk about some police getting busted in North Carolina for running drugs, and some of the most recent updates on Baltimore and the B-More mayor and some other stuff going down. I can't breathe. So lots of cool goodness. Thanks for listening to Micropower Community-Based Radio. Got some also some great cool new music, including new to the show. This is some stuff from an album called Tomorrow's Modern Boxes. And Tom Thorne. I'm Dom York. I'm Furious. I'll be back. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio.
And they don't bother to think about what they're going to do to future generations. It's all about me right now. It is the me generation. And we don't have to wait another 50 years to see the damage that they've caused. We can look right now at what's happening to millennials to see how badly the GOP has destroyed the future for the kids.
518, Baptist Transit, due to a report of an odor and smoke in the basement, the call is in 3 Charlie.
Lock, I got him.
Now, Tank, now.
Officers are due in federal court tomorrow on drug and weapons charges. The arrests were announced today as part of a two-year investigation. The FBI launched a sting operation where suspects believe they were moving a large amount of heroin and cocaine from a regional airport to a warehouse in Rocky Mount. Of those arrested, five were Northampton County deputies, three were former deputies. These arrests came as a complete surprise to the sheriff of Northampton County. WRL's Adam Owens talked with him tonight and joins us live with what the sheriff had to say. Adam?
Gerald, investigators say they thought they were moving those large amounts of drugs down this I-95 corridor here, but in reality, they were working with undercover officers. Some of those who are arrested and charged are Northampton County deputies.
Just this incredible relief, and unfortunately, that's not the predominant situation that we're increasingly seeing. Cost of college going up, the wages that you can expect to earn with that more expensive college degree not really going up as quickly as we would like to see, and that does tend, you know, wages do lag jobs in a recovery, but it's still a serious issue. And huge corporations making a ton of money off of these expensive educations that are saddling millennials with debts that their jobs may not ever even allow them to pay off, or certainly not for many decades. So student loan debt is just hugely disproportionately affecting millennials right now.
Well, there's a lot of reasons that millennials are still living in poverty, isn't there? This is one of them. I mean, if you're a parent and you think that your child has finished college and therefore he's going to be able to, he or she's going to be able to live on their own, with this debt, that student loan debt has been such that it makes it impossible for the millennial to get ahead.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast.
What's your name?
Anaya.
How old are you?
13.
What do you hope to accomplish with this protest?
To live until I'm 18 and not get shot. You want to get older. You want to experience life. You don't want to die in a matter of a second because of cops.
That was Anaya, 13 years old, marching in Staten Island, New York last August, protesting the police killing of Eric Garner. What do you hope to accomplish with this protest? To live until I'm 18, she said. Could that possibly be the American dream today? It's that sentiment that's fueled the Black Lives Matter movement across the country. Most recently, a week of protest in Baltimore was largely quelled when a remarkable prosecutor announced that six police officers would be charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Marilyn Mosby, the 35-year-old state's attorney for the city of Baltimore, is the youngest lead prosecutor in any major U.S. city. Just 100 days into office, she made national headlines on Friday, May 1st, with the stunning announcement that the officers would face various charges from assault to second-degree murder. According to police reports, Baltimore Police Lieutenant Brian Rice was on bicycle patrol on the morning of April 12th when he made eye contact with Freddie Gray, who then ran. Rice pursued Gray, joined by officers Garrett Miller and Edward Nero. A bystander videotaped Gray screaming in pain as he was dragged into a patrol wagon.
But there's so many other parts to the punishment that millennials are going to face. Climate change. I mean, how in the world? I can't think of. To me, I think of Inhofe on the floor of Congress with his snowball. And I didn't know whether he was trying to represent his brain or whether he was really trying to make a point.
I think that first, you know, this problem in Baltimore predates Freddie Gray.
Yeah.
The situation with removing and putting people into communities, into impoverished communities, with no hopelessness, with no hope, joblessness. Putting people in these kind of communities, that's all over the country, but in Baltimore, literally moving them out and asking to move them out the way is a tragedy. It's an American tragedy. And so what you now have, you now created police forces, which are in all cases sometimes some of the are sometimes very rough and are intended to hold these communities down.
Soon became unresponsive. responsive. Other police involved in his arrest and transport did nothing either. His family reported his spinal cord was 80% severed and his voice box crushed. After a week in a coma, Freddie Gray died. Number 3, who'd written shockingly, the images seen on television look and sound much like a lynch mob. He answered,
well, let's put it this way. If they're tried, convicted, and they would have put him in jail, where's the due process with that?
A lynch mob? These words are unfathomable, uttered by a white man describing African Americans protesting the death of another African American man whose neck was broken while in police custody. Conference, Michael Davey, the FOP attorney, spoke up defending the police for chasing Gray. He said if you're in a high crime area and you flee from the police unprovoked, the police have the legal ability to pursue you, unquote. So Freddie Gray was arrested for running while black? The outcry has been consistent and growing. After each high-profile police killing of people of color, Eric Garner's death by police chokehold on July 17, 2014, went unpunished. The district attorney for Staten Island, Daniel Donovan Jr., declined to press charges against any of the officers. Donovan, a Republican, was rewarded this week, winning a seat in Congress representing Staten Island, replacing Representative Michael Grimm, who resigned in disgrace after being indicted for multi-million dollar tax evasion.
A bystander who taped Freddie Gray going through what he went through to show the torture and the murder of Freddie Gray. Because if there had not been a camera of a bystander, and there's a lot of discussion, of the cam, body cam, because what we don't want to have also is cameras that now are being used against the community. But you have this bystander who is taping this and in that process moving things forward. But what you see today by the mayor is that there is a situation to look at the pattern or the practice of this Baltimore Police Department. And so they're looking forth to create a pattern or practice investigation to not see if this was Freddie Gray, but have we systematically tormented an entire community over a period of time utilizing the Baltimore Police Department? And so her put this recommendation into Attorney General Loretta Lynch to move this process forward.
Grimm also notoriously physically threatened a reporter on live television after the reporter asked him about the charges. Grimm told the reporter, "I'll break you in half like a boy." Back in Baltimore, many people heaved a sigh of relief after prosecutor Marilyn Mosby announced that she'd filed charges against the six police officers.
I come from five generations of law enforcement. My father was an officer. My mother was an officer. Several of my aunts and uncles, my recently departed and beloved grandfather, was one of the founding members of the first black police organization in Massachusetts. To those that are angry, hurt, or have their own experiences of injustice at the hands of police officers, I urge you to channel the energy peacefully as we prosecute this case. I have heard your calls for no justice, no peace. However, your peace is sincerely needed as I work to deliver justice on behalf of Freddie Gray.
This is amazing. No candidate has ever offered, no mainstream candidate has ever offered this much.
Pack of citizenship, solid opening offer. Not a bad start, even if her historic immigration speech was delivered in what is clearly the adult circulation room of a public library. I guess she figured, hey, if this is a good enough place for homeless guys to masturbate in, it's good enough for pandering to Latinos.
Yeah, and they thought public libraries wouldn't last in the internet age. You don't seem inspired. You don't seem...
It just feels like we've been down this road before.
I also believe we have to give a pathway to citizenship after they've paid a fine and learned English to those who are already here.
And what do we actually get? More deportations than ever before.
Of anything that was halfway truthful. But the point is, you have the Inhofe Republicans that are getting so much money, so much dark money, so much behind-the-scenes money to say these things that are going to change the feature of our climate for the worse. And millennials have to deal with that, don't they?
They do. And when you talk about something that is going to become a greater issue, as we look further and further down the timeline, when you think about issues that will become bigger and bigger issues, the younger you are, the more likely and to a greater extent you're going to be affected by that. And if we think about climate change, if you're 10 now, or if you're 5 now, even going beyond millennials, the impact of climate change on you is going to be huge.
Upstate New York last April, as Ramapo police can be seen on dashcam video approaching a car filled with four passengers wearing bulletproof vests, guns drawn, all signs pointed to a serious situation.
All the units with caution.
The video shows one person getting out of a car with his hands up. Minutes later, audio from a second dash camera reveals the situation is not what it appears.
The only units that are not at that location, you can disregard.
The car's occupants are four New York State parole officers out executing a search warrant. Those officers say they were stopped because they are African American.
In Baltimore for us once again today. Evan, you had a chance to speak exclusively with the Baltimore Police Commissioner. Tell us what he told you.
Well, Wolf Anthony Batts, the police commissioner here in Baltimore, was just as shocked as we were to hear that the prosecutor here was bringing charges against six police officers. Here's how he describes getting a phone call from Marilyn Mosby, the state attorney for Baltimore City.
I found out that the state attorney was going on and what she was going to present probably about 10 minutes before she went on. She gave me a phone call and told me what she was about to do. And the state's attorney was very focused on being independent in this particular investigation. She didn't want to be seen connected to the police organization. So the communication was limited as compared to what I'm used to.
Closed with what is certainly unique in the annals of prosecutorial oration.
Last but certainly not least, to the youth of this city, I will seek justice on your behalf. This is a moment. This is your moment. Let's ensure that we have peaceful and productive rallies that will develop structural and systemic changes for generations to come.
All of this is on my head.
demanding accountability for all, maybe Anaya will get her wish to celebrate her 18th birthday and many, many more.
Fossil fuels on a per energy basis be so much cheaper than alternative energy is because of these huge subsidies, and that's all money that is being funded by millennials and that they're not going to benefit from if this continues.
Facing federal charges worked here, the Northampton County Sheriff's Office. Some held titles of captain and lieutenant.
I'm glad to see them brought to justice. We'll know better than the public.
They're charged with conspiring to move large amounts of heroin and cocaine. That's after an investigation that lasted 2 years. Northampton County Sheriff Jack Smith found out about it the day of the arrest.
Did you believe there might be something going on?
Well, nowadays I believe almost anything, but I was aware that there was a possibility that some things were going on.
Yeah. Hey, can we get a little break from the cocaine and the kilos? Aight, nigga, we know. Can we get a break from the strippers on the P.O.? Aight, nigga, we know. Okay, nigga, we know. Hey, shout it. Ain't no future in no gangbang. It ain't no manhood in no bang bang. Ain't no honor cleaning interstates inside a chain gang. Know some rap niggas put that shit inside your mainframe. Pills make you stupid and liquor do the same thing. Rari's too expensive and they way too hard to maintain. Get yourself a Camry. Nigga said a Camry. Watch that whole depreciate and then you'll understand me. It's called being fiscally responsible. Don't let these lying images up in hip-hop here conquer you. The TV's not your father, fool, that video not your mama. Try your best to be a man and your worst to be a monster. Maybe have some roses for the ladies. A little appreciation for the gentlemen. And some kisses for the babies. Some peace and amity for the whole wild, wild, wild. Rapping about the same shit. Well, that's cause ain't shit changed, bitch. And please don't excuse my language, cause I would hate for you to misrepresent the true expression of my anguish. And by this far, I ain't shocked, upset, or appalled. I'm ashamed, bitch. I can't listen if you ain't saying shit. And recognize all this emptiness is dangerous. Ain't building up their confidence, we teaching them that they ain't shit. If they ain't got the latest that they saw on someone famous. Mercy of the Lord on this double-edged sword. Instead of asking where the hose is, maybe we can ask for roses for the ladies. A little appreciation for the gentlemen. And some kisses for the babies. Some peace and amity for the whole wild, wild, wild. Appreciation for the gentleman and hit some kisses for the babies. Some peace and amity for the whole wild, wild, wild world. Call the president a terrorist. Corporate sponsors like, how the fuck you gonna embarrass us? Ain't my fault, I was just repeating this. Professor Emeritus from America. But my tone was like an Afghani kid without a home. Blew that bitch up with a drone. An Iraqi with no daddy. Palestinian throwing stones. The fuck you think they call him? I'ma leave that all alone. Cause this, the
focus on this new shit is that hopeless place that I was born into systematic brokenness. Took that damn oppression and developed into dopeness. It's that great American rap ferocious.
Roses for the ladies, a little appreciation for the gentlemen, and some kisses for the babies. Some peace and honesty for the whole wild.
I-Town. Hey, listen, this is Dr. Furious. Just wanted to say thanks for listening to Micropower Radio and supporting it however you can, including Hickory Tavern folks over there raising lots of money for the radio station. So thanks for that. And, of course, we are dedicating this crazy new rock and roll beats to the millennials tonight with all the crazy crap going down. And speaking of which, we're going to throw you this latest track from the Young Fathers. Speaking of young folks, I'm Dr. Furious. Thanks for Micropower Radio. I'm furious.
Fumbling through the ether, take a ride in Aquila. Cautious at Elyra, special dealer, hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. Listen. What a way to make a living. Scissors to the ribbon. Throw my hands like a reverend. Triple sixes, double sevens. When I get down to this, cut catalyst. Cut. For a revolution.
Check it out.
Okay. 10-5, you message.
Marilyn Mosby closed with what is certainly unique in the annals of prosecutorial oration.
Last but certainly not least, to the youth of this city, I will seek justice on your behalf. This is a moment. This is your moment. Let's ensure that we have peaceful and productive rallies that will develop structural and systemic changes for generations to come.
I've been watching TV.
Fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers.
It's gone. location.
ACOG, location.
Targeting almost there.
He's going into arrest.
Lock, I got him. Now, tanks, now.